नमों विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तादिसुतां। हरे कृष्ण। जस्ट टेक द अटेंडेंस फर्स्ट, गिव मी द पेन। Manjari Devi Dasi, Shrikari Devi Dasi. Today we handed out some outline of our study course. Some of you didn't get. Who all didn't get? Okay. So, what I'll do is I'll just leave them here. After the class, you can please collect it from here. There'll be three. Lesson one was the first day's course. Then lesson two, that was yesterday's. Yesterday I forgot to give it out. So yesterday's outline is also here. And then today's lesson three. So all three will be here. Please collect them after the class from here. And I was also thinking of asking whether the way I'm conducting it, whether it's all right, or should I use the blackboard and make the points there, or we also have an overhead projector. We can use that also. Do you think that will be helpful, or the way I'm carrying on is all right? Huh? Yes, Prem. Yeah, Krishna Prem Prabhu.
I was feeling that it would be just my feeling that it would be nice if when you actually do a new subject, instead of going on to the next one, you can open up the discussion.
Okay. Very good point. Yeah. I'll do it from now on. The reason why I did not do that, because in last 3 days, from the beginning of creation to 500 years ago, I just rushed through, because I actually wanted to come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is actually the turning point in the spiritual history. But from today we will do that. And that's why we also got some very simple points, and we wanted to discuss those points. Like today we are going to discuss about the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And the teachings, the principal points or principal aspects of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So, the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Like, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, previously we discussed why Krishna comes. Why does Krishna incarnate? The main purpose of Krishna's appearance on this planet or in the material nature is to re-establish spiritual law and order, which is known as dharma. So Krishna comes to establish dharma. And so naturally, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, we have to conclude that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to re-establish dharma. But re-establishing dharma in this age is a very difficult task, because this is actually the age of adharma. Krishna sanctioned a personality called Kali to rule over this age and establish adharma. Why Krishna allowed that, that's another point, which maybe in course of our discussion someday we'll just touch it. But I won't get into that. But the main purpose of Krishna's coming in this age is to establish dharma, but by the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is the age of adharma. Therefore, Krishna had to come in a specific way and distribute some special mercy to counteract that adharma, or this very, very difficult influence of this age. So, and that's why he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came hiding his identity. He did not disclose his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared as a covered incarnation. Prachanna avatar, or it has been mentioned in the scriptures as Channa Kalo. In the age of Kali, he came covering his identity. And how did he cover his identity? He did not come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came as a devotee. And as a devotee, Krishna coming as a devotee, he is telling everybody how to become a devotee, he is showing everybody how to become a devotee. That is a very special arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Actually, it is very difficult to recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. But those who recognize him as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are very fortunate. In one hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hiding his identity. But at the same time, in spite of that, when one recognizes him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, then they receive some very special blessings, some very special mercy. And that mercy is a very easy way to go back to the spiritual sky. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been described, the reason why Parikshit Maharaj did not kill Kali was that Parikshit Maharaj considered that Kali is a very difficult age. It's very sinful, very degraded age. But this age has one great advantage. In one hand, people will become very degraded, but at the same time, people will have the access to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. People will have access to Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And just by chanting the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will be able to go back to the spiritual sky. And that's why he did not kill Kali. He felt that, okay, Kali is bad, Kali's influence is bad, but in spite of that bad influence, there will be some great opportunity. So that is the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna prema, which is rare even for Lakshmi Devi. What to speak of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, or other exalted personalities. Now, in one hand, Krishna prema is very rare. It's extremely rare. Brahmaro durlabho prem shabakari jachi. This prem is rare even for Lord Brahma. Even for Lord Shiva. This is how rare it is. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this Krishna prem available to anyone and everyone. Irrespective of his qualification or eligibility. Now the question may arise that why is that? In Satya Yuga people were so pure. In Treta Yuga people were so sincere, so willing for spiritual advancement. In Dwapar Yuga people are so committed to serving Krishna. Now people did not, in those ages, people did not get this opportunity. Now, how come, in one hand, people are so degraded in the age of Kali, but they are getting this special opportunity? Why is that? The answer to that is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Father. And the Father is naturally affectionate. And the Father's affection becomes most intense to the weakest child. Isn't it? When one son is capable of taking care of himself, has a good job and everything, the father doesn't really care so much about him. The second son is okay. He also has a nice job, running his business, making his money, successful. Second son is also, father doesn't really care so much. Because father sees that he doesn't need my help so much. The third son is going to the university studying. So father is giving him some help. But the father knows that, okay, he is also going to stand on his own legs. But the youngest son is not only a little child, but he's sick. So what happens? The father stays up by his bedside, caring for him. So that is what has happened in this age of Kali. Since the living entities are completely unqualified, absolutely hopeless, and completely miserable and afflicted, therefore, Krishna's mercy has come down to pick them up. And that is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very beginning, in the fourth verse of the first chapter of Adi Lila. Anarpito charing chirat korunaya avatirna kalo. In order to distribute something that he never distributed before, in other incarnations. He has come in this age of Kali out of his own causeless mercy. In this very fallen age of Kali, he has come to display his very, very special mercy. To distribute something that was anarpito, that was not given for a long, long time. How long? 4.32 billion years. So in another day of Brahma, he did. But then for one whole day of Brahma, that is 4.32 billion years, he did not give it. Now he has come to give that. When Krishna comes and displays his Vrindavan pastimes once in a day of Brahma on the 28th, Chaturjuga, in Dwaparjuga. In the following Kali Yuga, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after such a long time, he has come to distribute this very special spiritual mercy. Anarpito charing chirat korunayabhutirna kalau samarpaitum unnato jalo rasan sa bhakti Shriyam. What is that? Unnato ujjalo rasang sa bhakti shriyam. Shri means wealth. A very special wealth. An extremely rare wealth. And that wealth is his bhakti, wealth of his bhakti. Sa bhakti shriyam. The wealth of his own devotion. In the unnato ujjalo rasham, in the most elevated and most brilliant mellow. Why it's most elevated? Because out of the five mellows, like neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental and conjugal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest. And in conjugal relationship, the most brilliant one, the conjugal relationship can be of two types. Like Krishna's relationship with the queens of Dwarka, who are his duly married wives. That is called shakya relationship, like that of husband and wife. But in Vrindavan, it is parokya. Krishna is not married to the gopis of Vrindavan, but he has a loving relationship with them, like a boyfriend and a girlfriend. So that is considered to be the topmost or most brilliant loving relationship. And Krishna actually came to give the living entities of this age of Kali an access to that region of Vrindavan in that mellow. So that is why it is Shabhakti Shriyam. Samarpayitu munnato jalarasam Swabhakti Shriyam. Hari purato sundaro duti kadamba sundipito. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose complexion is like monsoon cloud, assumed the complexion of molten gold. And he is distributing this. Sada hridaya kandare sphuratu vasuchinandana. That Supreme Person, may that Supreme Personality of Godhead reside in our hearts. So this is the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But this reason is considered to be the external reason. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to distribute Krishna consciousness in the mood of Vrindavan, in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. But that is the external, the Sankirtan movement, which gives us the access to that, is the external reason. There is an internal reason also of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That has been explained in the two following verses in the same chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the fifth verse of the first chapter of Adi Lila, it has been described how Radha and Krishna are one, but Radha and Krishna became separated in two different forms in order to experience or enjoy a loving relationship. And that loving relationship is experienced by the pleasure-giving potency of Krishna, and the personification of the pleasure-giving potency of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna pranayo bikritir ladini shaktir ashmad ekat manobopi bhubi pura deho bhedo gatuto. In the past, they became two, they became separate, they became deho bhedam, they assumed two different forms. But Chaitanyakhaṁ prakata madhuna tadvayaṁ chaikyam aptam radha bhavodduti shubalitaṁ naumi krishna swarupam. But now, these two, Radha and Krishna, although they assume two different dehas, forms, they have become one. How they became one? Krishna has assumed the form, the complexion, and the mood of Srimati Radharani. So assuming the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna appeared Chaitanyakhaṁ prakata madhuna. In the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has appeared now. And Radha Bhavodduti Shubalitaṁ Naumi Krishna Swarupam. So in the fifth verse, it has been established the tattva or understanding of Radha and Krishna. Like Krishna is the energy, energetic, and Radha is the energy. Now in one sense, energy and energetic are separate. But then again, energy and energetic are one. So in establishing that, in the sixth verse, Krishna's appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been explained, the inner meaning or inner purpose of Krishna's appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that there are three different reasons why Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those three reasons are Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho. Krishna wanted to understand the glory of Radharani's love for him. Krishna wanted to understand the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho. Banoi Bashaddo Jenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Modiyo. In what kind of sweetness is there in me that Srimati Radharani experiences by loving me? Out of her, through her love for me. And Shokhanchasya Madanubhavato Kidrisho Beti Lobhat. By loving me, what kind of happiness she feels. Krishna, what kind of sweetness is there in the love that Srimati Radharani experiences? Shokhanchasya Madanubhavato Kidrisho Beti Lobhad. Krishna became greedy. The word lobh means greed. Krishna became greedy to understand these three aspects. Therefore, shochi garbho sindhau horindu. Tad bhavaddo samajani shochi garbho sindhau horindu. Hari, Krishna, has been compared to a sun, to the moon. Actually, moon appeared after churning of the milk ocean. So, similarly, it has been described, the churning the ocean of Mother Sachi's womb, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. As if churning the ocean of Sachi Mata's womb, the moon of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gaudhari, appeared. So this has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as the inner reason of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Now the question may arise that Krishna is omniscient, so why Krishna could not understand these three things? Because Krishna knows everything. But it has been pointed out, no. In order to understand the love of Srimati Radharani in a proper way as he desired here, he had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani. He had to accept the mood of Srimati Radharani. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more of Radha than Krishna. He is Krishna, but he is more of Radharani. His mood is like that of Radharani. He is trying to love Krishna. He is in the same way as Radharani did. And by doing that, he is experiencing, he is relishing, and he is properly understanding the glory of Radharani's love for him. What kind of sweetness is there in him that Radharani experiences through her love? And what kind of happiness does she enjoy by loving him? So these are the reasons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So, okay, I will start a discussion on this particular aspect that we discussed. Yes, Lila Madhavi. Yeah, okay, you'll get it in this outline. It's been printed out. Anyway, I will read here. The first reason is Krishna wanted to understand the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. The second reason is the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. And the third reason is the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. Yes.
If Krishna loves everything, how can I understand what is in the manifestation?
Yes. Yes, he knows everything, but to really understand how Radharani feels by loving him, he had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani. Let us put it this way. Yes, Krishna knows everything. But, you see, in love affairs, one had to, if he knows everything, then the love will lose its charm. Therefore, in Vrindavan, Krishna allows Jogamaya to make him also forget that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the prerogative of Vrindavan. And that's why Vrindavan is compared to the earth planet. In a way, it's like earth planet. And the residents of Vrindavan are like human beings. Krishna is like a cowherd boy. And in order to relish this supreme loving relationship, Krishna forgets that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees of Krishna forget who the residents of Vrindavan forget who they are. And they even forget that Krishna is God. So it is all due to the intense love, or in order to experience that perfection of loving relationship, that arrangement has been made in Vrindavan. And that's why Vrindavan is so special. Right? There, Krishna is not the super soul. Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Omnipotent he is, but omniscient part, he has left behind in Dwarka. Right? And there, you see, like, because of that, that loving relationship is so intense and so sweet. And that's why, like, the earth planet, in a way it's like earth planet. And the residents of Vrindavan are like human beings. Krishna is like a cowherd boy. And in order to relish this supreme loving relationship, Krishna forgets that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees of Krishna forget the residents of Vrindavan forget who they are. And they even forget that Krishna is God. So it is all due to the intense love, or in order to experience that perfection of loving relationship, that arrangement has been made in Vrindavan. And that's why Vrindavan is so special. Right? There, Krishna is not the super soul. Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Omnipotent he is, but omniscient part, he has left behind in Dwarka. Right? And there, you see, like, because of that, that loving relationship is so intense and so sweet. And that's why Krishna does not know the love of Srimati Radharani. Like, these three aspects. I mean, what is the glory of her love? What is there in him that she loves, she becomes attracted in this way? And what kind of happiness she enjoys by loving him. So in order to properly understand that, he actually had to play the role of Srimati Radharani. He had to stand in Radharani's shoes and feel it for himself. And that's why he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope I have been able to explain that. The main point is that in order to experience that highest loving relationship, Krishna had to forget that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the residents of Vrindavan also had to forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is not a forgetfulness out of ignorance, but this is a kind of a forgetfulness, or maya, out of intense love. Just like when someone very close to us may get a very big position, but our dealings don't really change with him because he has become a big person. Like the son may become the president of the United States, but the mother still treats him like her own little son, right? So similarly, in love, we sometimes forget the position of that person. So in order to experience that love, Krishna had to create that situation through Jogamaya. Now, therefore, in order to experience or understand the glory of Srimati Radharani's love, Krishna actually had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani and love Krishna the way she did. And by doing that, he is actually understanding. Yes, Pankaj? Is it, yes, not have to manifest, but Parikshit Maharaj considered that Kali Yuga, you see, we have to understand that Parikshit Maharaj is a very exalted personality who had the understanding of the scriptures. So he knew that in one hand, age of Kali is a very degraded age. But at the same time, the age of Kali has a great advantage. That is, just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can go back to Godhead. So he considered the advantage of this age, and that's why he allowed Kali to spread his influence. And we will see, you see, in one hand, the world will become very, very degraded. But at the same time, people will have an incredible good fortune of taking advantage of Krishna consciousness movement and make spiritual advancement. But if he did, then the situation wouldn't have become so degraded and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy wouldn't have come down. I mean, the situation in this world had to become completely hopeless in order to invoke Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Yes, Krishna Prem Prabhu. No. Yeah, you see, it is Krishna in certain Chatur Yuga. There are four Yugas, there are 1,000 Chatur Yugas in a day of Brahma. On the 28th Chatur Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes himself. And in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna actually considers that how to enable people to have access to Vrindavan. And that's why he actually comes as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the reason, that is why in this particular Kali Yuga, Krishna himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other Kali, and he actually allows the living entities to go to Vrindavan, which is the topmost region of the spiritual sky. In other Kali Yugas, the Yuga Dharma is there, the Sankirtan is there. But they do not actually get an entry to Golok Vrindavan. When they attain perfection, they go to Vaikuntha, not Vrindavan. So that is the special prerogative for this age. Yes, Falgun? Yeah. Yes. The thing is that not that every Dwapar Yuga Krishna comes. Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj, whose abode is Vrindavan, that Krishna, the origin of all incarnations, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he comes only once in a day of Brahma. Out of 1,000 Chaturyugas, out of 1,004 Yugas, like Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga, makes one cycle. Right? And this way there are 1,000 such cycles in a day of Brahma. Now in the 28th cycle, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes. So he comes only once in 1,000 Chaturyugas, not in every Chaturyuga. But then when he comes, in the following Kali Yuga, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And yes, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he makes a prediction in every town and village all over the world, Krishna consciousness movement would spread. And then, in order to fulfill that prediction, he sends Srila Prabhupada. If you can go back to 1,000 Chaturyugas back, yes, you can. But the thing is, you see, like, our way of looking is not through what happened in the past, because that is completely beyond us. Can you imagine traveling? I mean, you can't even travel 42 minutes behind. It becomes difficult. So what to speak of 4.2 billion years, right, back. Right? We don't even know where we were at that time. Right? So it will be difficult. But, you see, our business is to see through the scriptures. Shastra Chakshusha. And through the scriptures, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a prediction that in every town and village all over the world, Krishna consciousness movement would spread. Right? So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes a prediction, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Can it ever be possible that this prediction will go in vain? No. His prediction is bound to come true. So it will happen. In every town and village all over the world, Krishna consciousness movement will spread. And we have to carry on with that conviction that it will happen. Whatever is the state of affairs in ISKCON today, doesn't matter. But it will happen. And whatever is happening in ISKCON today is actually the preparation to make that happen. The divine arrangement of the Lord to make it happen. Hare Krishna. Okay. Yes. Yeah, in other Yugavatars, you mean in the age of Kali? Oh, right, right, okay. Yeah, the Yugavatars in other ages are described as Shweta, Rakta, Krishna. Like Shweta, he appearing as Shweta avatar, he teaches the process of meditation in Satya Yuga. As Rakta, he teaches the process of performing sacrifice. And as Krishna, he teaches the process of worshipping the deities. The general description that has been given in the 11th canto is that the Shweta avatar, or if I'm not mistaken, he is also described as Hamsavatar. In Dwapar, in Treta Yuga, he is Rakta, his complexion is like reddish, and he is described as Jagesh, and another name I forgot. And then Krishna is the Dwapar Yuga. And the Pita is the yellow complexion in the age of Kali. Yes, Amrit Kanan. Yeah, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands Himself, by His will, His devotees also can expand in more than one form. So, one understanding is that one aspect of Brahma goes back to the spiritual sky, or goes to another planet where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing His pastimes. And Brahma remains as Brahma also. So, I'll just briefly touch the next aspect of today's outline. The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been classified in five principal points. That teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the supreme worshipable Lord. Which actually means our worshipable, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are the worshippers of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And then he is specifying his abode is Vrindavan. Krishna has his different aspects, like Krishna of Vrindavan, Krishna of Mathura, Krishna of Dwarka. Brajendra Nandan Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna, and Dwarkesh Krishna. So our business is with Brajendra Nandan Krishna. And then, the next point, the third point is, the way the gopis worship Krishna, that is the highest form of worship. And Srimad Bhagavatam, the spotless Puran, is the proof of this understanding. Whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, the proof is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concocting something. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can very well do that. Because whatever he does becomes the absolute truth. But still, he is abiding by certain proof. He is leaving room for proof, and that proof is Srimad Bhagavatam. The spotless Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. And prem, or loving devotional service, is the ultimate goal of life. So if we can remember these five points, then we can become the true followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, just about 6-7 minutes for questions. Yes, Prema. Yes. Okay. Yeah. You see, devotion is received by the mercy of a devotee. Now, the devotion to Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to approach Krishna, we have to approach through somebody, through some devotee. especially through some resident of Vrindavan. So, of all the residents of Vrindavan, the gopis are the highest, and of the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the highest. So since we are actually interested in devotion to Krishna, therefore we are extremely attracted to Srimati Radharani. Because our business is to get Prema Bhakti. Our business is not to just get Krishna. Our business is to get Krishna Prema. And where can we get Krishna Prema? We cannot get Krishna Prema from Krishna. We can get Krishna Prema from someone who is in love with Krishna. Right? So that's why Srimati Radharani, who is the reservoir of love for Krishna, is very, very attractive to us, very, very attractive to us. We are extremely attracted to Srimati Radharani. So the point actually is, we are not attracted to Krishna, but we are attracted to Krishna Bhakti. Right? And the reservoir of that Krishna Bhakti is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we are attracted to Srimati Radharani. And those who are attracted to Srimati Radharani, they are known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, yes. How dharma is established? By chanting the name of the Lord. By chanting the holy name of the Lord.
How the name appears?
Yeah. You see, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very special gift. Generally, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, before they had the holy name, the Maha Mantra, they used to actually chant Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. This is the mantra that they used to chant. And so when they do kirtan, most probably in other ages also, I am not 100% sure about it, because I have to actually look into the scriptures and see if I can find it, the mantra of other Kali Yugas. But one thing is that Mahamantra is given only in this age, and Mahamantra is synonymous to Krishna Prema. So in other ages, if they don't get Krishna Prema, then the Mahamantra probably was not distributed. Yes.
A few words remain. One goes on with the verse, and Krishna and Prabhu come from a separation, and afterwards they become one in worship and afterwards. But that person who was separated, and Prabhu was the same, she became one.
I didn't get your point. Can you?
As you were explaining, it is written in the Tibetan Kami that Radha and Krishna appear when the separation from Radha was separated from Radha and Krishna. And from the transcendental point of view, it would be that they become one.
Well, when Radha and Krishna are one, then he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. When Radha and Krishna become one, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally there in Golok Vrindavan, in Golok Navadvip. The Golok has got two chambers, two sides. One side is Vrindavan, other side is Navadvip. In Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are enjoying their loving exchange. And in Navadvip, they have become one and distributing that love as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So yes, when Radha and Krishna become one, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, okay. They recognized that this is Krishna, but they also saw or they also felt that this Krishna is not the Krishna that they knew. This is not their Krishna. This Krishna is not really the Krishna that they knew. Therefore, they were not satisfied, and that's why they started to pull the chariot to Vrindavan. So, and when Vasudev Krishna goes to Vrindavan, because he is also hankering to be with his devotees of Vrindavan, and when then Vasudev Krishna assumes the form of Jagannath. His hands stretches forward, his face lights up with a beautiful smile, and he becomes Lord Jagannath, wanting to embrace his devotees. Okay, last question. When we worship the Lord in the altar, then it is done with awe and reverence, with opulence. We are at home, is the altar also? Or is it something else? So, yes, at home also. That's why sometimes there was some controversy, why do we put peacock feather on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's head? The thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he came as a devotee, but when you worship in the altar, then we don't worship him as a devotee, we worship him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Radha Krishna's united form, combined form. And that's why we worship him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all opulence and with awe and reverence. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much.